Hello, this is Spencer DeVries, lead pastor of the Well Fort Payne. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. It's our hope and our prayer that every time you listen to one of our services, that your life is changed by the power of the Word of God. So I encourage you today, listen with open ears and an open heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly and receive it with gladness.
Well, it's an amazing opportunity to be able to come and to be able to deliver God's Word to you today. It's a blessing that Pastor Spencer is allowing me to do this. And I just want to say good morning to you. And like I said, all the guests that are here, welcome to God's home. And may this become your home. What a blessing we have to be able to freely gather as brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's an amazing opportunity that we have. And it's also just allows us to be able to receive the teaching of God in a free environment. An environment that He's allowed us to be able to come together and to help to start the Well Fort Payne. So you guys are still part of the first family. We just thank you for coming and being here. Once again, I just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, come to you. Just thank you for this opportunity to be able to share your word. And Lord, I just ask that you just help me to be able to present the words that you want me to present. Lord, help me to bring glory to you. Glory to your kingdom. And Father, help us to be able to be ready to receive and to be able to receive your blessings. We pray these things as we ask for healing for our family members that aren't with us. And Lord, those that are out there in our community that need your healing touch, Lord, we just ask you to be with them. Lord, we love you in all that we do. And we pray these things in your holy and precious name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, I wasn't smart enough to make the print bigger, so I got to take out the old man glasses so I can see what I wrote. As we come together today as a family in Christ, we need to rejoice and rejoice indeed. As said in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. The message I'm going to speak today is on unity. It's a message that Pastor Spencer has already delivered in the past, but it's a message that I think is so important for us in today's environment that is going on out there in the world with all the disunity that is going on. How people are trying to take apart our government, how people are trying to take down towns, how people are establishing networks that are bringing disunity and making us feel uncomfortable. I don't like feeling uncomfortable in this country. I spent 30 years in our United States Navy protecting this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Foreign, I think we did a pretty good job on. It's the domestic ones that are giving us a hard time today. Unity is a large part of what God wants in His church. Let us revisit what unity is. One definition is the state of forming a complete and pleasing whole. Not a whole, but a whole. This word is for togetherness or oneness. Do we want to be in one accord with God and thus with His family? Do we want and need unity in God's people? Does anybody think today that our nation is unified? Man, there's so much discord out there. And that's our job as the church, is to bring that unity back together. And the way that we do that is not on our own strength, because if we try on our own strength and our own power, we're going to fail. God has given us everything that we need to be able to heal this nation. And the biggest thing that we can do is by getting down on our knees and praying that this country will once again come together under God, one nation under God, indivisible, with truth and justice for all. There's frustration, rioting, pandemic, and crisis after crisis. Why is that? The Apostle John tells us in 10:10, John 10:10, that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Who is that thief? The thief is Satan. The thief is out there to be able to take away from us the joy that God has given us. He's out there to be able to continue to take away from us. We don't have to wait for this promise. And the amazing thing is that God has given us the increase today. We don't have to wait on it. And that's the thing, is oftentimes we sell God short. We take away from the glory that He has given to us because we try to do it on our own spirit, on our own power. Paul tells us in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Gentleness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law. You can't legislate that. That is something that God has given to us. He's put into our spirits. He's put into our hearts. And whenever it's in our heart, you can't take it away from us. And that's the amazing thing, is that God has given us the blessings. Christ gives us a joy and wants us to show His joy. Psalm 98:4. I think it's up there. Well, it's going to be. I skipped you, didn't I? Psalm 98:4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in joyous song. And that was one of the things that Becky and the team did. What an amazing job they did. And sing praises. I cannot say that our nation is more divided today than ever before, but it's definitely divided. What did Mr. Lincoln tell us? A nation divided against itself cannot stand. And the reason why I said Mr. Lincoln is because he actually said that when he was trying to become the senator of Illinois. He didn't say it as the president of the United States. A lot of people think that he did. A little earlier in history, there's this other guy named Jesus. And he told us in Luke 11:17, any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste. And a house divided against itself falls. Well, we here at the Well Fort Payne are under the spiritual leadership of Pastor Spencer. And when we listen to his directions and we follow the words that he's trying to teach us, we're in unity with one another. And that's what's so important, is to understand that we're all under a spiritual authority. And that Pastor Spencer is that authority. And he's the one that allows us to be able to receive freely the gifts that God wants us to have. I mean, he allows us to be able to get into ministry. He allows us to be able to reach out to the church family. He allows us to be able to do the things that bring glory to his kingdom. And that's what Pastor Spencer is for, is to be able to bring unity. And that's why that was one of the very first messages that he taught. And that unity is what we shall still continue to try to obtain. The unity that we share is a direct result of receiving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in us. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit living in them. Not just the pastors, not the worship team, not the people that are out in the nursery, even though they definitely deserve an extra special blessing. But every one of us have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Every one of us has that as a way and a blessing. He is what brings us unity. Paul tells us in Romans 8:28 that God causes all things to work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. Paul is such an amazing individual. He continued to show us in ways that we need to learn today of just how important God's love is. And to be able to experience that love is through His Spirit that's living inside of us. His Spirit will answer us. We just have to be still and to listen to it. We can't always be watching television. We can't always have ear pods in our ears. We have to take time and to be able to listen to His Spirit, to be able to receive His message. Be still and listen for God. And that's one of the things, you know, Paul said in Romans 8:28, that all things, and that's exactly what it means, all things work together for the glory of God. And that's something that's pretty hard for us to comprehend, especially in today's environment with the COVID and the riots and everything. But somehow, God is using all of this to work towards His glory. He's using all of it. God never, ever allows things to happen that's not going to bring glory to His kingdom. In our myopic viewpoint, it might seem it's a legitimate question to say, how? How does He do that? Well, the reason why we have a hard time with it is because we have a very finite vision, very small vision. God, time is infinite. Il Olam, everlasting God, Psalms 91, verse 1 and 2. Lord, You have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or You gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, You are God. He wants us to be His family. And what does family do? We take care of each other. Family takes care of family. And we're part of God's family. And what a better father to have than God. It's amazing that we have Him to look over us on a daily basis, on a minute-to-minute basis. No matter what's going on out there, our Father loves us and takes care of us. It's amazing to have God as our Father. The Jews had an outward sign that they were part of God's people, but that is irrelevant today because we, Christians, have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. That's what makes us family. That's what brings us together. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, living in us. Nevertheless, we have to be wary that we don't have spiritual pride. Don't ever get puffed up. Don't ever let because we have the Holy Spirit living in us, make us think that we're better than anybody else. Because we're not. We're all the same. There's nobody greater than us. There's nobody lesser than us that are humans. Now, God, of course, is greater than us. Jesus, the Holy Spirit. But man, we're all the same. We all bleed the same color. We all have the same purpose, and that's to be able to worship God. That's what we're here for. To have that relationship with God. That's why He created us in the first place. He didn't create us to bow down. He didn't create us to be able to grovel. He created us to have a relationship because He wanted us to be able to walk with us and to talk with us and to be able to bring joy and allow us to have unceasing fellowship with Him. He didn't want us to hide in a closet. He didn't want us to hide because guess what? You can't hide from God. Now, when I was in the Navy, I went to Bahrain. Bahrain is a small little island out in the Persian Gulf, and it's made some news lately. But one of the interesting things on Friday night, which is their Sabbath, the people from Saudi Arabia would come over. The Muslims would come over to Bahrain on Friday night. In Saudi Arabia, at that time, women weren't allowed to drive. Well, they would come over to Bahrain, and they could drive. And the men would come over and drink. And they would do other kinds of things that don't even want to talk about now. But you know why they could do that? You know why the women could drive in Bahrain? The men could do the things that they did? Because guess what? Allah couldn't see the island of Bahrain. How would you like to worship a God they couldn't see? I mean, that's amazing. When I found that, I said, you have got to be kidding me. They said, no, that's the reason why there's so many accidents on Friday nights, because the women come over and they try to drive, and the men come over and get crazy, because Allah can't see them. Boy, I wouldn't want to serve a God like that. And we don't. We serve a God that is everlasting. We serve a God that is omnipotent. We serve a God that continues to reach out and to be able to touch us no matter where we go, no matter it's the highest mountain or I was on submarines, the deepest sea. No matter where we went, God always saw us. You can't hide from Him. Paul brings additional clarity to us in how the Holy Spirit brings us into His family. Romans 8, 14 through 16. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. But you have not received a spirit of slavery, leading to fear again. You have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are indeed children of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery. You've received a spirit of freedom. You've received a spirit that allows you to be able to be whatever you can be with God's guidance. He doesn't want mediocrity. He wants excellence. He wants us to reach out, reach up, and to go further than we ever thought we could. He doesn't want us to be able to stand back. He wants us to step forward. He wants us to be out there trying to be the nation that He wants us to be. He wants us to be able to show His love to each and every person that we meet each and every day. Christians should always have a smile on their face because we know where we're going. We know that we're not going to be on the eternal rotisserie. We're going to be up there with God. We're going to have a smile on our face. We're going to be worshiping. And it's going to be amazing. I can't even begin to fathom what we're going to be able to do in heaven. Because I can't even imagine what heaven is. I mean, even the stories of the Golden Gate, the walks and the places that He talks about in the Bible. My mind can fathom that, but an eternity and a place. Now this is what really amazes me about heaven, is that He's built us a home. Now, when I say us, we're not talking about a one-room tenement. He's given us the promise that He's built us a palace. Can you imagine that for all the Christians that have ever lived throughout the history of Christianity from the beginning to the end? And guess what? We're also going to have Jews. We're going to have people that once were Muslims. We're going to have people that were once Buddhist. We're going to have people that we can't even imagine. But the way that we have those people is because people have taken out of their lives the time to go out and to touch people. No matter what faith, no matter what religion, no matter where they are. Whether it's standing on the street corner with a sign up saying, come home. Whether it's going to Mexico to build a place that we never got to go to. Whether it's the time that we have to be able to continue to reach out and touch Fort Payne like it's never been touched before, with the love that God has poured into our hearts, we need to pour it more so out into Fort Payne. Passion creates excellence. Romans 8:28. We should therefore be a passionate people. A passionate people. Not, once again, of mediocrity, but passion. One that's excited. One that's wanting to be what He wants us to be. Because that passion that He's put into our hearts brings out excellence into this life. And allows us to have excellence like we've never had before. And another awesome thing about excellence, out of excellence comes unity. Unity. We get to look at each other. We get to help each other. It's been amazing just this time that we've come together with Livingstone allowing us to be able to use their facilities to be able to come in and be the Well Fort Payne. This is for a season. But they are allowing us. And that just shows you how brothers and sisters help each other out. it shows you that no matter where it is and what it is, that we have the ability to be able to help other people. Outward signs can often be faked. You know, you can have a cross on, you can have the fish, you can have that fish bumper sticker, you can have all those outward signs. You know, it costs you $1.25, or probably today it's $10, I don't know. You know, but you can have those outward signs. But do those outward signs mean that you're a Christian? No, they don't. It just meant you spent some of your money. The outward sign that you have that shows a Christian is your actions. It's your actions. And those can't be faked. Those can't be faked. Whenever you open your home, whenever you stop on the side of the road and help somebody change a tire, whenever you have somebody that's in the grocery store and you just buy their groceries for them, that can't be faked. That's just the being able to pour out the blessings on people. And that's something that is so important for us to be able to do. And those outward signs, they can fake out even the elect. Matthew 24:24. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders so as to mislead even the elect. So you can be faked out. You can be faked out. But guess who can't be faked out? God. And the Holy Spirit that's living within us. If you're out there and somebody comes up to you and your spirit says, no, listen. Because through that listening is how we build unity. It's how we come together as a body. How we continue to grow. And how we continue to be able to live the life that God wants us to live. Not through condemnation. Not through reaching out in a false narrative. But to reach out in God's narrative. To be able to help us to be able to continue to live the life that He wants us to live. However, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit cannot be faked. The Apostle Paul tells us in Galatians 13 that we are a new creation. Being part of that new creation brings us home to God's family. It restores the original reason that God created man in the first place. It restores our relationship with Him. Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:23 and 24, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, but put on the new self, which is the likeness of God, which has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. Be renewed. Don't just keep doing the same old thing. When you become a Christian, let go of the past. Because guess what? God has already washed it away. And that's one of the awesome things about being a Christian, is that when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He washes our sins away. In the past, the Jews, the blood, the sacrifices covered their sins. But today, that we have the blessing that Jesus Christ, through His wounds and lashings and His death on the cross, His blood washes our sins away. As far as the east is from the west. So if God can forgive us, guess what? We need to forgive ourselves. We need to let go and let God. I know that's the first time you've ever heard that saying. It's one of my favorite sayings. Let go and let God. Be renewed. Do a new thing and do it with joy. Do it with joy. I mean, be happy that we have now a new life. We can let go of all the silly things that we've done before. And God has promised us that he will heal us. God has promised us that he will bring us into his kingdom. So in unity, we may be more effective as reaching out to the communities he has placed us in. Fort Payne, Kensington, Rainsville, Pine Ridge, Sylvania, Henniger, Chickamauga, Powell, Pine Ridge. I think I already said that one. There's so many little places around here. I didn't even know when I moved here. And it's just amazing. And I'm sorry if I missed anybody's place. But God loves them all. And he is all. He is there. We just have to invite him, invite those around us to be able to come into his church. We are his church. And that's the awesome thing, is that we don't have to just wait till Sunday morning or Wednesday night to be able to have church. Because what? Guess what? When God said, there are two or more gathered in my name, I'm there. I'm there. And that's what we want. We want to invite people, because the only way that the church is going to grow is if we help the Holy Spirit to be able to reach out to those around us. There was a story a long time ago about a couple that they played pinochle with another couple. And they played pinochle with them for like 2 years. And one was a Christian and one wasn't. Well, when the one couple reached out to one of their neighbors and asked him to go to church, the other couple that they were playing pinochle with, that they never reached out to and never talked to him, they started weeping. And they said, "Don't you love us? Why have you never talked about Christ to us? You reached out to neighbors that just moved in, but we've been here for over 2 years and you've never talked to us about Christ." Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Step out. Because guess what? God's going to give you the strength. He's going to give you the words. And he's going to give you the ability to be able to bring his passion, his excellence into their lives also. Help God's kingdom grow. Help it to grow in unity. Help it to grow in strength. And help it to grow so that God is always magnified. The amazing thing about all those little towns I talked about, they're in less than a 20-mile radius. You know, I mean, they're in the area of New York City. But I wouldn't want to live there either. That's why they're all moving out. There's no shortage of places for us to reach out to and to focus on. Unity should always include those who we can bring in, not those who just come regularly. If all we ever do is talk to each other, we're not doing what God wants us to do. We need to reach out. Help bring the lost in. The harvest is ready. The harvest, the seeds have been planted. The harvest is there. And it's now time to be able to do that. And do that with joy in your heart. Because if you go up and say, "Will you like to come to church this Sunday?" I don't think so. I don't think I'd go for a lobster dinner if somebody asked me like that. You know, have joy in your heart. Have joy in your countenance. Reach out and help people to be able to see God's love. Become a harvester. It was so funny. Yesterday, my son and I were working on a project at our house. He said, "You know what? There's strong, and then there's farmer strong." You know, because a farmer has to make it happen. And guess what? We need to make God's kingdom happen. We need to be that harvester for God's kingdom. Be harvester strong. Be God strong. Let the Holy Spirit flow through us. So in unity, we acknowledge the sovereignty of God, the leadership that he has placed over us. Unity comes through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And it's so important for us to be able to allow God, through his unifying power, to be able to have us understand that his leadership has been placed over us for a reason. Not because we're better, because guess what? Everybody can't be the leader. But everybody can serve. And a leader leads best through service. And I tell you, that's one of the blessings we have in the leadership at the Well Fort Payne with Pastor Spencer and Pastor Madison, just the amazing servants that they are and how they lead with their heart. And their heart is filled with Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need too. We need our hearts filled with the Holy Spirit. We need His love to be able to be the love that we use as the example. Not the stuff they show on TV. Unless maybe you watch the Hallmark Channel. No, I'm just kidding. You know, not what man shows us, but we need to be open to what God shows us. Let God be the example in all that we do. Not just part of it, but all that we do. Paul exhorts us in Ephesians 3:20 and 21. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly before all that we ask or think, according to the power that works over us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ to all generations forever and ever. Amen. We as a church, built on His unity, should run the good race. Lift our face, seeking God in all that we do. And when we seek God in all that we do, there will be an amazing unity in this body. And there'll be, whenever there's a unity in this body, we have the ability to reach out to the towns that are around us. We have the ability to reach out and to bring healing to our nation. We have the ability to reach out through unity to be able to be an example and a light for this world. All nations need to see a unified church, not a church that is segmented and is sometimes, unfortunately, saying things that they shouldn't say. We need to be able to be in unity with Christ. And the way that we can do that without having to listen to a pastor, which, I mean, going to a church is a good thing. I'm not saying it's not. But it's God's Word. God has given us an amazing gift in His Word to be able to read on a daily basis. And through that reading, you'll come closer to Him. Through that reading and understanding of His words and the principles that are in the Bible that He has given us, allows us to be able to have the unity that we need in today's world. Well, thank you for today. Thank you for listening. And let's just like to close in a word of prayer. Father God, I come to you and I just thank you for this awesome opportunity that we've had to be able to come together as brothers and sisters. And Lord, just ask that you just help us to be able to continue to open up our hearts to be able to receive your word. Open up our ears to be able to hear your word. And Lord, open up the countenance that we have to be able to show your love in all that we do. Wherever we go, whenever it is, Lord, just help us to be able to bring glory to you and your kingdom. We love you, Father. And Lord, once again, we just pray your blessings over this church. Lord, we just pray your blessings over your body. We pray healing power for each and every person out there that needs it, Father God. That you touch them, that you heal them, both spiritually and physically, Father God. Lord, sometimes the spiritual is what makes us the sickest. And Lord, just ask for your special healing on that. Ask protection on those that are traveling, that are going home, that you keep them safe. And Lord, we just ask that you just help us to bring a smile to your face in all that we do. Lord, we love you. We pray these things in your holy and precious name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.